Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good As New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow? Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good As New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Back at the Pioneer Pavilion here on the South Campus of North Arkansas College in Harrison, as you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7 KCTT Yellow Mountain Home, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, where they are getting ready to have this game in the North Arkansas College Board War Shootout between Mountain Home and Fair Grove. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for the Eagles, coached by fourth-year head coach Brian Tucker. They will be going with an all-senior starting lineup. Sam Kennard at 6 foot. He'll be joined also by Spencer Seeger at 6'2". Kyle Winterberg, who also stands at 6'2". Kellen Kirkpatrick at 6'4". And rounding out the starting lineup is Bryden Baxter, who stands at 6'1". Mount Home and their home whites, coached by Josh Fulcher. They'll be going with the usual five. Three seniors in the starting lineup, Blaine Tate at 5'11", also Ryder McLean and Tyler Podwoski both standing at 6'2". They'll be joined by two juniors, Jackson Corp at 6'2", and Rick Gilbert at 5'9". So Fair Grove is out on the floor, Mount Home getting some last-second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher before the opening tip-off, brought to you by Clear Results Glass.
Let's roll.
Let's roll. Tyler Podwoski will jump center for Mountain Home. It will be Kellen Kirkpatrick trying to win the tip for Fair Grove. Official is at center court. The ball is up in the air, and the ball is having to be chased down. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say off of Fair Grove, so Mountain Home will have the first possession.
Good start to the game.
Kind of interesting.
Looks like last night we had the jump ball in the girls' game. It just went straight out of bounds. Because they were letting us have the tip, and we knocked it out of bounds.
Yes, yeah. Here is Tate into the front court for Mountain Home. Fairgrove starting off in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Gilbert on the left side, up top to Podwoski. Over on the right to Tate. Now up top to Gilbert.
This was a team that Mountain Home, you know, we had a 10 or 12-point lead late, and then they kind of went on a little run, and then, yep. You know, they just weren't able to finish off that run last year. So
10 left on the shot clock. McLean drills the low block. Ball's knocked away. Tate's going to get the ball in the lane for the layup. Good. And Mount Tom strikes first.
Give the assist to the backboard there. They tried to get the corp there on the low block, but it took a funky bounce off the backboard and went right to Blade Tate, who's there.
Yep. So 2-0 Mount Tom with the first lead. Here is Kennard. Ball goes over on the right side to Seeger. Ball over on the left side now to Baxter. He's going to drill to the elbow. Now goes back up top. Over on the right side to Kennard. 10 left on the shot clock. His ball is the pass goes over on the left side. Putting up the three was Winterberg. It wouldn't go, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here's McLean with it. He's going to dribble into lane, pull up for the jumper, and falls in.
A little soft touch off the rim there for Ryder. That's a good start for him.
And a good start for Mountain Home. 4-0 our score with 6:40 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Winterberg with it. Ball goes over on the left side to Baxter. Now back to Winterberg. Back to Baxter on the left. He's going to drill to the low block, or actually to the corner. Oh, now gives it out to Seeger. Seeger will have to lose the handle of the ball. And Mountain comes up with a steal. Back comes Tate. He can't get the layup. And the rebound, though, is controlled by Mountain Home. And so he's going to pull up for the jumper. That won't go. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. It will be there goes ball with 6:12. Let's play in the first quarter.
I contact on Corp going to the rim there, but, I mean, if they let that go all day, we'll live with that.
All right. So Fairgrove gets it back. Here is Seeger into the front court for the Eagles. He'll give it over on the left side to Baxter. Back to Seeger. Seeger drills to the right side, gives it to Baxter in the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Podwoski.
Let's see Mount Home. We're able to control the boards today. We'll have a good day.
Already three for Mountain Home. Here is McLean into the free throw line. That gives to Tate on the right wing. Tate will dribble to the low block. Gives it to tries to throw it to McLean in the paint. Ball's knocked away. And Fairgroves comes up with a steal. First turnover against the Bombers. A little over 5.5 minutes. Let's play in the first quarter. Here is Seeger with on the right side. Loses the handle of the ball. And McLean comes up with a steal. He's going to go back the other way for the layup.
Good job by Ryder. They're good active hands, just good pursuit of the ball to go get that steal and then come up with the wide-open layup.
Ryder McLean with four on the day so far. 6-0, Mountain Home up. 5:15 left in the opening period. Ball is over with Baxter on the right side. He dribbles toward the elbow. Now kicks it up back up top to Winterberg. Now back over to Baxter on the right side. Cross court over on the left. It goes to Kennard. Now ball goes over on the right corner to Baxter. 10 left on the shot clock. Now Seeger has on the wing. He's going to drill it to the left elbow. Goes towards the low block. His jumper is blocked, but a late foul call, and it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for Spencer Seeger with 4:49 left to play in the opening quarter.
I was talking with Fairgrove's coaches a little bit. We were up in the hospitality area with Josh Fulcher. They were saying that they finally added the ability to use the shot clock in Missouri in tournaments.
Oh, is that right?
So the thing is, so if you have like an 8-team tournament like we'll have next week with the Atlas Asphalt Holiday Tournament, that free throw is made 6-1 now. Every team in it has to agree to use it. If one team doesn't want to use it, then the entire tournament can't use it. But they're starting to let it in, kind of like Arkansas did about 5 years ago.
All right. So that foul, by the way, was on Rhett Gilbert. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers. Second free throw for Seeger is up. He gets both, and it's a 6-2.
They put one of the points on the wrong side.
Yeah, they sure did. So maybe they'll fix that in a moment. So here is Podwoski back the other way. He's going to give it up top to Corp. Ball goes over to Tate on the left side. Tate dribbles towards the paint, has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Eagles. Second turnover against the Bombers. Back the other way is Adkis Brandis, who couldn't get the layup. He gets his own rebound, though. Gives it to Seeger in the right corner. His jumper is up and in. Spencer Seeger with all four of Fairgrove's points. And it should be 6-4. They've got, okay, now they've got it fixed. 4:11 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert with it on the right side. His three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kennard. He's quickly back the other way. He loses the handle of the ball, and Gilbert comes up with a steal. Back comes Podwoski. Gives it to Corp on the low block. Oh, it fell up. It gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in.
That's a good job by Red. He was going to lay in there and take the charge, but instead he kind of stopped the ball right in the path of his body, and he didn't. Good job just kind of getting a steal on accident.
First two for Jackson Corp. Mountain Home up 8-4 right now. 3:38. Let's play in the opening quarter. Going in for the runner is a little strong, and the rebound is controlled by McLean. Couldn't tell who that was, but McLean's going to go coast to coast. He's going to go for the runner. That one wouldn't fall. Podwoski gets the offensive rebound, He's going to kick it out to Corp. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Fairgrove this time. That quickly come the Eagles. Here is Cedar with it up top. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good.
That's about 3 feet beyond the college line.
Yeah. Spencer Seeger with all seven of Fairgrove's points, and it cuts the margin to 1 point. 8-7 our score with about 3 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Here is Tate with it. Gives it to Gilbert on the right, left side. Up top to Podwoski. Over to Tate on the right. Back to Podwoski. Over to Gilbert on the left. To McLean in the corner. Now he'll dribble out to the wing. 10 left on the shot clock. McLean will take the screen from Corp. Ball goes to Tate. Down to five. Tate finds Corp in, tries to find Corp in the lane. He can't handle the pass, and Fairgrove comes up with a steal.
Just a little out of his reach. That was good. It's a good idea by Blaine, but he just didn't have the timing right.
Seeger almost lost the handle of the ball, but he's able to get it in the corner. I believe that is to Winterberg. Now ball goes down in, on the low block, putting up the jumper. It wouldn't fall. That was Kennard trying to get the jumper, and Mount Tom gets the rebound. Back quickly come the Bombers as Gilbert tries to throw it to Corp. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fairgrove, and it will be Mount Tom's ball underneath their basket with 2:10 left to play in the first quarter.
It's about on par with what Coach Fulcher said. It's kind of just two very similar teams going at each other out here so far.
Mm-hmm. 8-7, the Bombers with the ball in the lead. Inbound pass is chased down by Corp. He will give it to Tate. Tate dribbling near the top, now goes over to the right wing. Gives it there to McLean. McLean will give it to Podwoski. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good!
Good job by Pod there. Hey, that's what Pod's there for. Pod is a good shooter. He's an excellent man. I mean, he when he's ready to shoot, he's good to go.
Mount Tom up 11-7 with 1:46 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Winterberg with it. Ball goes to Seeger. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. It won't fall, and the rebound comes to the Bombers. 8 rebounds already for Mountain Home. Here is Podwoski giving to McLean on the left side. Back up top to Podwoski. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert gives to Podwoski in the right corner. He's going to dribble into lane. Throws it to Tate on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Atticus Brandis.
I know I'm getting a lot of good looks so far. Just can't cash in on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Seeger with it up top. 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. It's a 4-point Mountain Home advantage. Ball goes to Kennard. He's going to pull up for the three. No good. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Fairgrove's getting some looks, but they're not falling all that much either.
Fairgrove's got some deep looks.
Yeah. Gilbert dribbles into the lane. His jumper goes in and out, and the rebound comes to the Eagles.
It could be disorienting here. That should be an offensive foul.
And a stoppage of play, and did someone step out of bounds? I guess so.
So one thing here, of course, if you're watching online, you can see, well, there is a red line here that is the high school three-point line, and then the court shaded out to the college line, which is the black line out here, about, I think, 3 feet behind the high school line. So it can be a little difficult because this is a slightly bigger court.
Mm-hmm. Kellen Kirkpatrick coming in for Fairgrove, replacing Spencer Seeger. Kirkpatrick, a 6'4 senior. So Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by 4. 45 seconds left to play in the quarter. Ball goes to Corp on the right elbow. Gives it to Tate, who dribbles to the corner. Now he's going down into the lane. Giving it to Podwoski, who mishandles the ball but gets it back. Now gives it to McLean. McLean's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. Good
take. That's a really good take by Ryder there.
Ryder McLean with 6 on the day. Mount Tom's lead is 6. Shot clock is off, and so Fairgrove, I don't know if they're going to try to just hold for the last shot, or if they're going to. Probably so. They don't want to get Mount Home another basket.
No, they're going to take this last one.
10 left on to play in this quarter.
Mount Home zoning off now.
Ball goes down in the left corner, and pulling up for the jumper on the wing.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. That was Brock Boatwright. He gets it, and it will be a 4-point lead for Mount Home after our first 8 minutes of play. We've come to the end of the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Fairgrove 13-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Water, water, every